Hi, and welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. This week, I'm answering a question that someone submitted about should I go on a second date with someone if I'm unsure? There's so much to unpack with this question, and it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, right? And not just because it's like, oh, you might be dating a different person every time, but literally because you are going to be different to the next person in terms of your history and your relationships that you've had in the past, your relationships to others, and then how that's shaping you moving forward. I also want to chat about fear versus intuition, which I obviously have spoken about in a general sense. So I've got articles on my website and all that kind of thing that you can dive into, but I'll chat about it specifically here in dating. And so if you haven't already, by the way, jump into the show notes. There's a free guide there. It's 7 ways to shift your energy and mindset to attract your dream partner. So go ahead and download that because it's so helpful if you're in that place where you're feeling a little bit over it, feeling stuck, or feeling like you're attracting the same kind of people and you want to shift that. So go ahead and download that. And so, yeah, on to the topic, should I go on a second date with someone if I'm unsure? So I just want to define that a little bit because unsure versus a definite no are two different things. As a blanket statement, I will say never go on a second date with someone if you feel unsafe or there's something that you're really like, I really don't know about this, don't go on a second date with them. But if it feels safe to do so, my general guidance would be if you're unsure, yes, go on a second date. There's so many reasons why a first date might not be great. So one of them is just that people are nervous. And so you might not be expressing the real you and they might not be expressing the real them. And so you're not getting a real sign as to who this person really is. I've got like an example whereby if you can even just think about this yourself, but when you start in a new workplace and you're meeting everyone and sometimes you click with someone right away, but then sometimes it's like 6 months down the track, and I'm not even speaking in a romantic sense here, that you realize you've got all these things in common with someone and you just want to spend all your time with them. So I think it's a really good example to think about because we go on sometimes a first date with someone and then think, oh no, it's not them. And move on. And if you think about other scenarios in your life that are non-romantic, whereby you learn more about someone and then you are attracted to them in a sense, you know, you want to spend your time with them, it's a really good overlay to think about when you're dating and not saying you've got to spend 6 months with someone. But it's just kind of like putting that lens of like, okay, there is other scenarios in life whereby I might not be quote unquote into someone right away and it takes time to get to know someone. Even in a romantic sense, like I will say that I worked with people, let's say like, you know, you meet everyone day one and then let's say 3 to 6 months down the track, there was someone that I wouldn't have found physically attractive that later I was like, oh, that person is attractive. I'm into them because attraction isn't just how someone looks. It is, you know, all these kinds of things. And I'm talking about like, would I, if this person was single and I was single, or if this person was single and, you know, would I date this person? Yeah, that shifts over time. And it can be like a physical attraction can develop too. So again, I'm not saying date someone that you're absolutely not physically attracted to because that is important, but don't let it be completely shaped by that because looks do fade and you will find attraction in the way that someone's mind works, what they value, you know, do they make you laugh, like all of these things. So that's just a quick off the top. If you're unsure, I would always recommend a second date if it's like a not a no. One thing is to, again, when we come back to this self-awareness piece, it's like knowing as well, what are your drivers and what kind of person are you? So you might not know this, but this is something where I'm saying like, do this self-work and explore this about yourself. Do you have naturally avoidant tendencies? So are you the kind of person who might be going on dates looking for things to be wrong about someone so you don't have to go on a second date? Or, you know, sometimes it might be that someone could be right for you and it feels a little bit scary. So then it's like, that's where if you have avoidant tendencies, again, you might be looking for situations to walk away. So again, that's where if you were feeling unsure and you know that you're an avoidant type person, then sitting with that a little bit longer and going on, you know, like a very low key second date, again, if you feel safe to do, is not going to hurt to do that. So again, that's where I would suggest going on that second date and exploring it a little bit more. I bet by now you're thinking that my answer to everything is like always go on a second date, but it isn't. Because the third example I want to give is talking about this fear versus intuition scenario. So again, this is where knowing yourself is super important, knowing your past relationships and situations that have happened to you, and having that self-awareness about how they're driving you today is so important. Because for example, you know, I kind of lightly touched on it before, but you might have a history where people that are unhealthy for you, you are unconsciously attracted to them because of something that's unhealed in your past and because of relationships in your past, that love equals X. And X can be really unhealthy things because of, yeah, your past, your relationships, maybe how your parents were together, maybe the way that you've seen love represented. So having this self-awareness about how you're wired is super helpful in dating, because otherwise it is leading you in ways that you do not understand. And that's why you might be having these dating cycles where it's like, oh, it's falling apart again, and why did this happen? But when you're able to zoom out and be really conscious of the type of people that you're attracted to. So I, for example, had a history of like the people that I would be attracted to, it would be kind of that red hot kind of energy, and you know, it's like all passion, but these people weren't good for me. It wasn't always like a safe situation. I wasn't supported. It wasn't places that I could be my real self. And so knowing that about myself was super important, because then I could shift the type of people that I was attracted to. I know that sounds kind of strange, but it is because my attractions were unhealthy. So then I would have maybe gone on a date with someone that was nice and going to be kind to me, and that could have felt boring. So it is very, very important for you to understand what your motivators are, because when I talk fear versus intuition, you need to know, is something that you feel is a fear, is it actually not a fear? Is it something that where you're having these signs going off and it's like, oh, this isn't right, but it actually could be someone that is good for you, and good for you could feel scary. So it's really, really important to know that about yourself. What I will say around that fear versus intuition, and I'll give you an example because I think that it's helpful. So after I had left dating these toxic people, situations I had been in had been emotionally abusive, dating again felt like, you know, walking on a minefield, because I just was terrified that another bomb was going to go off. I was going to step on something and it was going to, you know, explode, and I'd be going down the wrong path again. So I was really, I would say, like fearful about dating. And so then it's tricky to know like what is fear versus intuition. So one first date that I went on with someone, I was at a bar and there was kind of like games there that you could play. So something like Connect Four or whatever, board games. And I was winning, I believe I was like winning the game, and I won't swear on this podcast because I don't know if there's little ears around, but I must have like won the game, and he said to me, F you, so the swear word. and to me, like in that moment, it gave me this kind of like, you know, maybe pang in my stomach, this sort of flushing feeling through my body. And that would be like the way that my intuition communicates through me that, oh, something's not quite right about that. So maybe this doesn't sound like much to you, but obviously like I had taken in the whole date, who this person was, how I was interacting with them. But this scenario where I was winning in this game and this person swore at me just really rubbed me the wrong way. Now, this might be something that you're fine with, but for me, with this history of emotional abuse and a history where in those scenarios, if I was doing well, if I was gaining power, sounds like a weird word to use, but in the dynamic of a relationship, if I felt powerful, if I felt strong, if I was doing well in my life, the person I was dating didn't like that and they would try and bring me down a peg. I don't know if that's an Australian thing, but in case it's like try and knock you down, in case that is an Australian language, because I know people around the world listen to this podcast. So that was a scenario where for me that was a red flag. That was my intuition saying this person is not right for you. Now, can I know for sure that this situation would have ended up where this person was going to be emotionally abusive? No, I can't. So someone might say I was running away from something, but for me it was like an intuition thing. And I could also safely say that I just don't think that that person to communicate with me that way on a first date is really going to be the kind of person that would be able to make me feel safe and, navigate communication carefully around my history. So again, that was my choice, my intuition. So in that moment in the date, just to help you like think about a scenario you might be in, it was, yeah, maybe like a feeling in the gut or a flushing feeling. So I also have talked about in articles and other episodes of the podcast ways to notice that your intuition is telling you something. So for you to do that self-reflection work is really, really helpful as well. So there's just like a truck reversing. So apologies if you can hear that in the background. So to kind of cap it off, I would say that number one, if you feel safe and you're unsure and it's not a definite no, go on that second date. If you know yourself really well, and I would encourage that you do this work to know yourself really, really well, this is going to help you identify if you have avoidant tendencies and you're going to try and look for reasons not to go on a second date. That's really helpful. It's also understanding what is your past and then how that's affecting you in the present, so that it's not making, like, it's not dictating the choices that you make and leading you toward these unhealthy relationships. And then number three, I'm probably up to number four, I've lost track, but you know what I'm talking about, is that fear versus intuition piece. So is there something telling you that there's a red flag? In that case, I would say don't go on a second date, just because, yeah, you have to trust yourself and your instincts, and no one can kind of tell you that. So as I said, maybe my scenario means nothing to you if you were in my shoes, but for me, it was like a red flag. It was my intuition saying that's a no. And the only way that we can really get, you know, good at this kind of stuff is through practice. So we practice with our intuition with the small things daily so that when we're in these scenarios, we can navigate them with ease, and it's a practice thing as well. And then, you know, all that other stuff is doing the reflection work, diving into your past, understanding your past relationships, your relationship with your parents, your lack of relationships, because that's a thing too, right? So where is that showing up and how is that driving you now? All of these things are really, really helpful in helping you navigate your dating and answering questions that might seem as simple as, should I see this person again? There's so much weight to it, right? So I hope all of those things are really, really helpful. As I said, download that free guide and go through it. And then you'll also get emails from me after that too, that it's sort of like almost like every week or maybe even more of some like tips. Hey, go try this, go try that. And it's really going to help you shift the way that you approach dating so that you feel good about it, because there's nothing worse than, you know, there's someone that's actually decent in front of you, but you're like so over it where your mindset is like, oh my God, is this going to be another crappy date? You know, you want to be going with good energy because that is what is attractive energetically. So go download that. And I also do have, you can work with me one-on-one on all of this stuff, because it's so hard to cover someone's unique situation on a podcast and go into these details. What we would do in the dating reset one-on-one coaching, so you can find that on my website, louisefitzgerald.com.au, under the work with me thing. It's going to help you understand yourself a whole lot better, which, as I said, is super important. I'll intuitively look at how you are in relationships. So this is where I start to see things come through about your past relationships, your lack of relationships, your relationship to your parents, super important. And then the stuff about yourself and how you feel about yourself and how that is impacting you in dating. And some of the things also that I do intuitively look at is not what is someone going to look like and when are you going to meet them and where are you going to meet them, because I feel like that kind of stuff is really disempowering, and I know that other people that do my work will give you that information, but I think there's no point going out there looking for someone who's like blonde and 6 foot tall, you know, with blue eyes, and you're going to meet through a friend because this is what someone with abilities told you. I think that kind of is like, yeah, really, really disempowering, and it leaves you kind of stuck looking for that particular kind of person. And energy shifts and changes, and I do believe that there's more than one person out there for us. So the other kind of thing that I do look at is like, what's the kind of person you should look for? Because sometimes I would say, you know, you need to be with someone with family values, and that is not on this person's priority list, but I can see that for this person to have a really flourishing, strong and healthy relationship, that is actually should be like a really, really high priority. That's just like an example. So yeah, you can definitely work with me one-on-one and we can go through all of this. And I think that it's going to save you so much time and emotional exhaustion, because we're really just like cutting out all of that stuff and speeding up your personal growth and your self-awareness, so that you can not only start dating with a bit more ease, you're going to attract the right kind of people, but then you're going to be ready for relationships, which is so important. I think people overlook that. They're like, I just want to meet someone, but then they don't think about what's next. And the truth is that relationships are so, so, so hard. And any of the self-work that you can do on yourself is going to help you attract the right person and then be ready, so that you've got the tools to navigate that relationship and it can be as healthy as it can be. So yeah, you can check that out on my website as well. If I remember, I'll pop it in the show notes, but definitely go get that free guide and yeah, start shifting your energy and mindset and attract the right person for you. Thanks for listening, and I will chat to you on the next episode.